Now listen to a part of a lecture in a biology class.
Now most of you in the class know how I feel about medical research done on animals. I oppose it, no matter why, no matter what the justification. But for the sake of fairness, I wanted you to see this article that my colleague in the biology department, Professor White, wrote for our departmental journal. At the heart of his argument is the professor's claim that animal experimentation has led to the discovery of some important drugs, useful drugs like penicillin. Well, that may be true, but who knows if these drugs wouldn't have been discovered without animal testing? And you know, here's the thing. There are plenty of important drugs that were discovered without the benefit of animal testing. Quinine, used to treat malaria. Ether, used as an anesthesia. And of course, aspirin, they were all discovered without harming any animals. In fact, if some drugs had been tested on certain animals, well, they probably wouldn't be used today. Morphine, for example, kills pain in people, but it stimulates cats. And large doses of aspirin poison cats and dogs and have no effect on horses. And Professor White says that there are no substitutes for animal testing. There are plenty. For example, now we can cultivate human tissues and test the effects of drugs on these tissues. There are clinical studies and, most important of all, these days, computer simulations. There are lots of other ways, too. People in favor of animal research always say that animals in labs are treated as humanely as possible. Don't believe that. It may be true some of the time, but I've spent a lot of time in biology labs, and I've seen many animals undergoing tests with terrible diseases and toxic chemicals. Many times, these animals were not adequately anesthetized, or they were routinely abused by handlers or experimenters. No, I believe that no one should be forced to undergo experimentation without giving their consent, their agreement. Since animals can never do that, I believe it is immoral to experiment on them, no matter what the benefits might be.
Now get ready to answer the question. Remember, you may look back at the reading passage. You may also use your notes to help you. You have 20 minutes to prepare and write your response. Question. Summarize the main points made in the lecture that you just read, discussing how they cast doubt on points made in the reading. You can refer to the reading passage as you write.